Well, now it's time to talk with Frank Pagliuca, who is the, well, he's a couple of coaches, really, at St. Mary's of Lynn. And hockey season just finished, softball season just beginning. And, Frank, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, this season has been so crazy. Let's start chronologically. Last year, you didn't get to coach softball, did you?
No, this is going to be my first year at St. Mary's as the varsity softball coach.
But last year was supposed to be.
No, not at that time.
Oh, okay.
This happened in the fall. I was hired in the fall by
Jeff right.
Newhall.
Okay, that's all right. So I confuse easily in this times, Frank, so forgive me.
Don't worry about it. We're on the same boat here.
Okay. So, all right, so let's talk some hockey. How many games did you guys get in? St. Mary's girls hockey, I should say.
Yeah, this year it was obviously a tough year to say the least. We were fortunate enough to play 20 games this year, and I think that was the big message from Jeff Newhall, our athletic director, in terms of just getting these kids back on the ice and to try to get them as many games as possible safely and in a responsible manner. But we were very fortunate to get 20 games. Jeff and myself, with his blessing, were very aggressive on scheduling teams out of league, which I think helped us get more games. And I think the kids really appreciate us giving them the opportunity to play that many games.
The winter sports season was the first sports season that was, attempted to be played indoors with COVID and so on. And from an outsider's point of view, it was very successful. You guys had a great year.
Yeah, it was. I mean, our kids, I have to give our kids a lot of credit. I mean, it wasn't easy for them with the constant mask wearing and just all the protocols, not necessarily in-game, but, having to arrive at the rink only 10 minutes, having to get dressed out in the parking lot in 25-degree weather and then go into the rink and practice or play and then come right back out of the rink. So it took an incredible amount of dedication on there from them for us to make this season a successful one. So a lot of the credit has to go to them and their discipline and their work ethic, but more importantly, their real commitment to playing this year.
What was a highlight or two, if you would, in games played this season for you guys?
Yeah, I think obviously for us, just to play. And with the unknowingness of how many games we were going to play, if we were going to play at some point, just to get the kids back onto the ice in some sort of structure, to take a break from all the craziness that's going on outside of the rink. And that, to me, was the most important thing, to give these kids a chance to socialize with their peers, a chance to play a sport that they love to do. And I think for me, that was the biggest highlight of the year, personally, to give them an opportunity to do that. And obviously, our year record-wise was very successful, and we had a lot of growth and development from a lot of our players. And for us to culminate it with the CCL Cup Championship, which I thought was a great event that the CCL decided to do in lieu of a state tournament, it really capped a great year for us.
I've been hearing from coaches. No one has come out and said it, but it's almost as though winning is not that important. I said that. You didn't. Coaches didn't say that. But interscholastic, you play to win. However, there seems to be an emphasis this season on just appreciating the opportunity to compete. And if you get beat, okay, well, at least you played and there'll be another day.
Well, and I think that was, you're 100% right, because you never know when you were going to get, if you were going to get shut down, if this was going to be your last practice, especially for the seniors. There was no unknowing, there's no guarantees that we were going to play this year or how many games we were going to play. So I think we really took that message and drove it home with the kids, and they responded to that. Just go out and enjoy that experience. Sometimes in a quote-unquote normal year, you lose sight of that sometimes because you're worried about qualifying for the tournament or how we're going to, scout out this team and do certain things. But this year was, like you said, just the emphasis was to play and to enjoy it, because you never know when it could get taken away from you in terms of a team. So we were very fortunate enough. I think we were shut down for 8 days at one point, but a lot of other teams had it tougher than us. Mm-hmm. So we're very fortunate to be able to play 20 games this year and have a successful season.
That's tremendous. Now, I'm going to take a leap here and suggest that maybe we should start with Jenna Chaplin and Sam Porozinski, because there was a tweet, I think it was from Jeff Newhall yesterday, about Jenna being selected on the Boston Herald Dream Team and Sam being selected as a Boston Herald All-Scholastic. So could we start with those two kids, please?
Sure, absolutely. just start with Jenna. Jenna had a dynamic year this year. I think overall she led the state in points. I think she had 37 points. She's been with us since seventh grade and has really improved her game and has really turned herself into one of the more elite players in the state as a sophomore. She's a special offensive talent who is the most humble kid you would meet and is one of the most hardworking kids that we have in our program. And that says a lot about her and her work ethic. And she really believed in herself this year to take her game to the next level. And that's what I'm proud of her for. Mm-hmm. Sometimes kids need a little bit of confidence to really elevate their game. And, you know, the skill was always there with Jenna. It's just the confidence and the believing in herself to really take her game to the next level. And you really saw that this year on a consistent basis. So she had a lights out outstanding year. It was also a Boston Globe All-Scholastic as well and league MVP. So she had a banner year.
Oh, my goodness. Yep.
We're very fortunate that she will be back in a Spartan uniform next year as well. And Sam Porzinski has been with us for 4 years, is one of our most valuable players in terms of how much she means to the team. Sam can play defense. She can play center. She can play wing. She's the type of kid you want out there in the last minute of a game because you just trust her because of her IQ and her offensive creativity. So she had a tremendous year as well, and I'm very happy for her. She's going to be continuing her career at Assumption University, hockey-wise, and really matched up with what she was looking for academically. So I'm really happy for her. And she joined the 100-point club as a Spartan as well. She became the 10th player to do that. So very excited for her. She had a tremendous career, and she was able to cap it off with a great win against Matinon. And that's what I said to the seniors, the four seniors. There's not many times where you get to finish your high school career with a win. And you all four had a chance to do that, and you all came through and did it. So just a great overall experience for those four seniors, especially Sam.
Well, that's the good news. The bad news is for the rest of the league, you're only losing four seniors. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, the four seniors we had meant so much to the team. Marina, Felicia, and Michaela. Marina has been with the program for 5 years, and Michaela and Felicia have been with the program for 4 years. And they were the rock and the core that really held this group together. And really, you know, their leadership is one of the main reasons why we were able to, you know, play as many games as we were, be as disciplined as we were, is because they were great role models for the rest of the group that we have in the program. So a credit to those four seniors especially.
That's tremendous. That is great. Now, do you have any of those girls coming into the softball program?
Actually, yes. Felicia, Sam, and Ange Catino, she was one of our goalies this year, had a great year herself. Three members of the hockey group that are going to be returning as varsity members. There are several others that are trying out as well. So we have a good contingent that has decided to come out for softball as well. And a lot of the other kids are doing lacrosse and other activities too. So a lot of our kids, which I'd love to see, are multi-sport athletes. They're just not focused on hockey. It's great for them to get out and play other sports as a kind of, you know, teaches them different leadership qualities, and I think it's just great for them to be able to participate in other sports besides hockey.
That's amazing. Now, what about, totally lost my train of thought here. You guys start softball, when's the first game?
We start softball next Monday, I believe the 26th.
Okay.
And Samers opens up, I think, Wednesday, May 5th against Bridgewater Racing.
And what's the schedule look like? How many games do you think you guys will get in or want to get in?
It's packed. We have 20 games that were scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
That does not include the CCL playoff or the opt-in state tournament. So we have a packed schedule, to say the least.
All right. And what are you expecting from your team, Frank? I know it's your first year and you got to get things organized, but I'm sure you already have a good read on your players.
Yeah, obviously it's a little unique where the spring sports teams, they lost the whole season. So those returning kids haven't played in 2 years. So it is a little bit of a transition period to see where those kids have, you know, where they were in their sophomore years, some of them, and now they're seniors. So there's going to be a little bit of a transition into that group, but the numbers are up in terms of interest in the program. There are some talented kids coming out for the team. So I really think we're going to have a very competitive squad this year. There are 8 returning girls, 6 seniors, a junior, and a sophomore. So I think those kids are going to set a nice foundation for the season moving forward.
All right, final question for this particular interview. You're going back to hockey.
Yep.
Did you have a closing celebration, a banquet, or some kind of get-together, or will you be able to do that? Because, you know, we're getting to the season of optimism here.
Yeah, I think that's something we've been talking about since even before the end of the year. The goal is for the hockey program to do some sort of event some point in the near future.
Okay.
Whether that be late spring or summer, but we're trying to coordinate with some of the parents and some of the booster club to try to organize a potential venue and a location where we could have an event that we feel safe and responsible about. So we're just trying to figure that out at this time.
All right. That is Frank Pagliuca, who is the high school hockey coach and the high school softball coach at St. Mary's of Lynn High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.